Yonash and Aib just has a discussion to Tiferes Yehonasan that Yaakov Avinu left in Be'er Sheva, it was Erev Pesach, and when he davened Maariv that night, when he was Mesakin Maariv, it was Leil Pesach, it was the first night of Pesach, it was a Seder night. And that night, the Pasuk says, V'hineh Anochi Imach, Ushmarticha V'chol Asher Teilech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with you wherever you go, I'm going to be Shomer you, I'm going to protect you. And this is a simon to his children, to the children of Yaakov Avinu, that Leil Pesach is considered Leil Shimur. So that's the Inyan of him davening Maariv that night. It's a Leil Shimur. It was Pesach night. So I saw in the Sefer, in notes of Plios HaTorah, ask the following question. The Pasuk says, Vayikach me'avnei ha'makom, he took from the rocks of that place, Vayishka b'makom ahu, and he lied down there. So if it's really true that Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz says that that night was Leil Yom Tov, so Leil Yom Tov Muksa is Aser, rocks are Muksa, and we know Chazal tells us that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula Afil Mitzvahs Midirabanan. The Gemara Yuma says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Afilu Eruv Tafshilin. That's a mitzvah Midirabanan. So to Yaakov Avinu kept all the mitzvahs, including Afilu Mitzvah Midirabanan, even Muksa. So how is Yaakov Avinu, according to this understanding, how is he able to move the rocks if in fact it was the night of Yom Tov, the night of Pesach? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that there are a couple of ways to undo something from being muksa. If a person's meyached, if a person designates before Shabbos, he sets this rock aside that he wants to use this on Shabbos, so that's a way of undoing the muksa. See, there are two ways to do that. Either he could say, I want this rock not to muksa li olam. It should never be muksa. So that yichud alone, that designation that this rock is in muksa, will work. If you want to just make that rock not muksa for that particular Shabbos, so you have to do a little maisa, you have to do a little change to the rock. But either way, there are ways to be miyachid the rock. So maybe Yaakov Avinu was miyachid the rock, he set it aside, this way there wouldn't be any muksa. But that can't be the case, because Rashi tells us in the Pasuk Kiva Shemesh, and the sun came, Sheshakalo Chama Pitom, that the sun suddenly set, Shelo Bonaso, it came not when it's the right time. Kadesh Yolin Sham. Yaakov was passing by the Makom HaMikdash. Kadesh Baruch Hu wanted him to sleep. So suddenly, the sun just set right there on the spot. And Yaakov Avinu did not have a moment to set aside the rocks. There's no way he could have known that this night he was going to be spending in the Makom HaMikdash. So he wasn't Miyachid the rock. So again, how was he able to move the rocks? Perhaps we could suggest that he was metaltel b'tzad. One of the other heterim of moving things that are muksa is kicking them. If a person has mail in the house, and mail is typically muksa, so you could kick it out of the way. So there are different parameters of how that's done, kicking it, if it's for the purpose of the muksa item, if it's because a muksa item is disrupting you. But either way, it doesn't seem like that could be the case that he kicked it, because it says, Vayikach me'avna mokum, that he took it. Vayikach seems to imply that he took it biyad. There's no way he could have kicked it with his feet. So the final answer that I saw in this Sefer, in the name of Rav Yeshua Tzivyon, who is the son-in-law of Chaim Kinievsky, he suggests that Rashi points out, why did Yaakov collect the rocks? Sha'asan kimin marzev saviv l'roshav. He placed it around him as a little fence, kadei she'aginu alav mipnei shaya misar mipnei chayas ros. He was scared of the wild animals that might come about at nighttime, so he built a fence of rocks in order to defend himself, to shield off, to ward off any of the chayas ros. So then, if it's for the purpose of the pikuach nefesh, there's perhaps pikuach nefesh, so then you are allowed to violate muksa. So maybe that's the heter as to why he was able to move the rocks, even though it was yantif.